Unit 8. Can you explain to us? Part 1. Listening for meaning. Mr. Tom Williams is being interviewed on the radio about his views on the British transport system. Listen and follow the instructions in your student's book.
Among the speakers at today's National Transport Conference will be Mr. Tom Williams. Mr. Williams, I understand that having been a keen, not to say fanatical motorist for most of your life, you're now having second thoughts.
That's quite correct, yes.
And what exactly is it that you'll be saying to the conference?
It's a very simple message, really. I'm saying we should restrict the manufacture and use of private motor cars and concentrate instead on developing efficient and cheap public transport.
Can you explain to us why you feel so strongly about this?
Well, I think first and foremost there's what I call the environmental case. We all know that cars consume valuable energy sources. They produce carbon dioxide in great quantities, and they're major contributors to environmental problems. For instance, their manufacture uses up other scarce, often irreplaceable natural resources, and they're essentially short-lived articles. They create continuing and ever-increasing problems of disposal when they're no longer wanted.
But if we had to rely on public transport, as you're suggesting, well, shouldn't we lose a great deal in the way of mobility and freedom to go where we please?
Well, it must be obvious to everybody that traffic congestion has already reached crisis proportions in many places. Now, this in itself effectively reduces the very mobility that cars are supposed to promote. And there's the need to accommodate them in towns and to provide for parking for them. Now, overriding all other considerations in town planning. And can you show me a multi-storey car park that is architecturally beautiful? I'm sure you can't. Now, the result is there's devastation and a dehumanisation of many of our urban centres. Even if you stray away from the towns, out of town, for instance, the trunk roads and motorways, we hear complaints about this every day, rapidly eating into the rural landscape, affecting the quality of life for people who live in the country, and of course threatening wildlife itself.
And presumably you have in mind also the risk to life and limb that the motor car represents.
Indeed I do. You see, advertising pressures in the motor industry, they emphasise speed, they emphasise performance. And worst of all, they emphasise these qualities under a banner of being able to do it safely. Do you see what I mean? You can be heroically dangerous and do it safely if you've got good tyres or good brakes. And this in itself incites all kinds of showing off, all encourage irresponsible and aggressive behaviour, especially in the young. And apart from the resulting tragic injury and loss of life, the resulting accidents make enormous demands on medical services, which could be better employed in other ways.
But Mr. Williams, aren't you overlooking the economic aspect of the thing? I mean, our prosperity as a nation, like that of Japan, for instance, seems to be so tightly bound up with our ability to make and sell cars. And can we really hope to reverse all this?
Well, quite frankly, I regard this as the most serious aspect of all. It's all an illusion. The seemingly limitless mass market for motor cars has distorted the economies of advanced countries. In particular, it's come to be seen as essential for maintaining an acceptable level of employment. Now, I have to agree that disengaging ourselves from this is never going to be easy. The longer this goes on, the greater will be the problem of trying to change it without creating economic and social chaos. And it doesn't only concern us. There's an international dimension to all of this. You see, there's an understandable desire on the part of the still developing countries to get in on the act and follow us in putting what is our dream of the universal motor car ownership before other economic objectives, which in their case should be given higher priority.
So what you're saying, Mr. Williams, is that they would do better to learn from our mistakes than follow our examples.
That's precisely what I'm saying.
Mr. Williams, thank you very much. That was Mr. Tom Williams, who will be addressing the National Transport Conference in London this afternoon.